Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated in memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Yud Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, the third word on the line, with the words Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. In the Vilner edition, it is on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Before we begin our Gemara, the Charedim gives us a brief Hagdama, and this is based on the Mishnah in Bavli Shabbos Daf Tesamid Beis, where we, in last week's shir, discussed the ratio of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah told us that a person should not do certain activities before Mincha until he davens Mincha. He should not go to a barber, he shouldn't go to a bathhouse or a tanner, he shouldn't begin a suda, he shouldn't go into a din. And then the Mishnah says, "V'im hischilu emafsikin," and if somebody began any of these activities, he's not mafsik, but rather he finishes, let's say, his suda, and then he davens mincha, as the Gemara there in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yud tells us. It's speaking about the ikka shoyz. There is time to daven mincha after the completion of the suda. So lechatchila, he shouldn't have started the suda, but if he started the suda, he completes the suda, and then he davens. Continues the Mishnah there in Shabbos, mafsikin lekriyishma. However, if the person began the suda, and it comes time to daven kriyishma, to say kriyishma, there he is mafsik. And then the Mishnah concludes, ve'ein mafsikin letfilah, and one is not mafsik for tefillah. In last week's shir, the Yerushalmi wanted to understand what is the difference between kriyishma and tefillah. Why for tefillah is the halacha ein mafsikin, and for kriyishma the din is you are mafsik. The Yerushalmi gave three reasons. We will deal just with the first reason, because the Charedim in the Sugya on Daf Yud Aleph here in the Yerushalmi goes with this first opinion, that the difference is between Kriyishma, which is a din d'oraisa, and Tfilah, which is only a din d'rabbanan. So for a din d'oraisa of Kriyishma, the person who, for example, began his Suda should be mafsik, he should interrupt the Suda. And for the person who's about to daven mincha, Shmoyne Esrei, that's only a derabbanan. On that, the halacha is ein mafsikin. He has time to do it after the suda, and it's only derabbanan. He's not mafsik the suda. Let us now look at the Charedim at the bottom, five lines from the bottom, Divrei HaMaskil, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Kegoin. So let's learn it inside as he gives us the background for our sugya. Hosam b'bavli, there in the Bavli, Pirkei Kamed Shabbos, the first parak of Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Porach, the Gemara there asks, Lama tana b'seifa de basnisin ve'ei mafsikin letfilah pam sheinis. The Gemara in the Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph, asks the question on the Mishnah that we just quoted on Daf Testament Beis. The Mishnah says twice the expression, ein mafsikin. First it says, ve'im hischilu ein mafsikin. If you began any of these activities, you do not interrupt, you're not mafsik. Then it says, mafsikin lekriyishma, and then it repeats, ve'im mafsikin letfilah. So the Bavli asks, why does it say the phrase, ein mafsikin, two times? Umishani, and the Bavli answers, asan ledivrei taira. The last part of the Mishnah is not referring to any of the five activities that we learned in the Reish of the Mishnah, but rather it's speaking about someone who's learning Torah. Kedesanya, as we learned in a Brisa, Chaveirim shoyo oiskim b'Torah mafsikin lekriyishma ve'im mafsikin letfilah. Chaveirim, which usually means people who are medakdek in mitzvahs, but here, as we'll soon see, Rabbi Yochanan is going to interpret Chaveirim means someone who's Torasa Yumnasi, someone who learns Torah day and night, and he's not mafsik for Parnasa or other inyanim. So such a person, he has to be mafsik for Kriyishma, but he's not mafsik for Tefillah. And the way the Charedim learns in the Sugya, the reason is, as we made a distinction in the Reisha of the Mishnah, we'll make the same distinction here by Torah in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that Kriyishma is deraisa. So even if you're learning Torah, you're mafsik for Kriyishma, and Tefillah is derabbanan, and therefore, if you're learning, you're not mafsik for Tefillah. The Amar Allah continues the Charedim, and Rabbi Yochanan, V'amar alo Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said on this brisa, Loi shanu al kagon Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveirav, shetai rasan umnasan, aval kagon anu mafsikin bein l'kriyusha bein l'tfila. So we brought a brisa to explain pshat in the seifa of our Mishnah, and we're saying the seifa of our Mishnah is like the brisa of chaveirav. Now Rabbi Yochanan says, that what kind of chaverim are we speaking about? We're speaking about someone like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his colleagues, where their Torah was their livelihood. That's all they did day and night. So they are mafsik for kriyishma, which is a deraisa, but they're not mafsik for tefillah, which is a derabbanan. But people like ourselves, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about himself, we have to be mafsik both for kriyishma and for tefillah. And Rashi there in the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph explains, Divri amaskal aval anu, hoyulu mafsikin torasenu lumnasenu. Since we interrupt our Torah for our livelihood, we have a profession, and we stop learning when we're doing our profession. So kol shchein shenafsik l'tefillah. If we interrupt our learning for our livelihood, so certainly we should interrupt our learning for our tefillah. So we don't have to say Rabbi Yochanan is mechulik on the Mishnah. Rather, it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan, and according to the Pshat of Rashi, he's interpreting the Mishnah. The Mishnah that made a distinction between kriyishma and tefillah, that is going only for people like Rabbi Shimon Yochai Tarasai Umnasai. However, people like ourselves, and it would seem from Rashi clearly that Rabbi Yochanan had a profession, so he was being mafsik for his profession. If he's being mafsik for his profession, then he's mafsik both for kriyishma and also for tefillah. Later in the sugya, we'll see that the Haredim himself learns that Rabbi Yochanan was also tarasai umnasai, but clearly from Rashi in Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and Masechta Shabbos, it would seem that Rashi learned that Rabbi Yochanan had a profession, and that's why his din on himself was different than the ton of the Mishnah, because for himself and others like him, you have to be mafsik both for kriyishma and for tefillah. The Haredim goes on to tell us another crucial point. Upirish haran b'shem harav zrachya levi, zichroinu l'vracha, l'chayu olam haba, afal gav, the reishon masis medikashois, as we explained, the beginning of the Mishnah in Shabbos is speaking about where there is time to daven or say kriyishma after, for example, the completion of the Suda. But hach seifa, this seifa, which we were speaking about where the person is learning, is speaking about that bedelekeshois, that there is no time. If he's not mafsik his learning, he's going to miss kriyishma, or he's going to miss tefillah. We're going to skip the words now in parentheses and go to the words in brackets. Hach seifa b'deleka shoyis ka'amar deledivrei, the next part of the Haredim is on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, deledivrei toira ein mafsikin klal, you're not mafsik toira at all, v'oikrin es ha'tefillah legamri, and you are oker the tefillah completely. In other words, you do not daven. Mafsikin l'kriyishma, the ein mafsikin l'tfilah. Ein mafsikin l'tfilah means I'm not mafsik my learning, and therefore, although I don't have any more time to daven, I'm going to miss davening. The ib de ikashoy is the run in the name of Rav Zerachya Halevi, says that if the Seifa is speaking about there is time, lama amar Rabbi Yochanan kegoin anu mafsikin, why does Rabbi Yochanan say that we're different from Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and we have to be mafsik, which would mean that we have to stop learning, and we have to daven. Ask the Ran, v'chi osur lasik b'torah kodem shiyispalol. If it's speaking about you have time to still daven, and I'm learning, why do I have to be mafsik my learning for davening? Is there any issur to learn before davening? Although in truth, there's a Rashi in Bracha, Staf Hei Amid Beis, where Rashi says on the Gemara, where the Mandiyomer said, I'm always soymech tefillah to my mita, I'm soymech kriyishma to my bed, and Rashi explains there on the Daf Hei Amud Beis in the Bavli Brachas, kol yomai nizharti shaloi lasas melacha v'shaloi lasak b'toira kishamadati mimitasi ad she'ekar kriyishma v'espal. What does it mean I always did it close to my bed? It means that I never interrupted from the time I got up from my bed. I never interrupted with doing work or learning Torah before I would say Kriyat Shema and Daven. There is such a Rashi. However, Tosfos there on Daf Hamed Beis in Brachas says in Divrei HaMashal Eima Samach Lamitasi, Shaloi Hayoisa Malacha Chispal. He would not do any Malacha between getting up from his bed and Davening. He would right away go to davening. And he brings Rashi, that Rashi says that I don't know where Rashi gets it from. And Adirabba, Tosfos brings a raya from the Bavli Brachas of Yudalim at Beis, that Rav used to learn, and then he used to daven and say Kriyat Shema. So we see that one does learn before the time of Kriyat Shema, or before the time of Tefillah. So this is what the Haredim says here. Where do we find that it's usher to learn before davening? So if there is time yet to daven, why would Rabbi Yochanan say, people like us, we have to be mafsik? Why? You're learning. After you learn, you'll go ahead and daven. You have time. LMI, it must be speaking about, you don't have time to daven. If you're not going to interrupt your learning now, you're going to lose the zman of tefillah. It's come now, the zman tefillah. If you're not mafsik, the zman of tefillah will be over, and you will have not davened in time. And so although, for Rav Shirman Yochai and Chaveirov, they, according to the Bavli, they are mafsik for Kriyat Shema, they're not mafsik for tefillah, and it means that they will lose the tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says, for people like myself, we have to be mafsik both for Kriyat Shema and for tefillah. We have to interrupt our learning, because if we don't interrupt our learning, it's speaking about lekker choice. There's no time later to do it, and we're going to lose our tefillah. Therefore, for us, we have to interrupt our learning and daven. So it comes out that the words of, if we go back to the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Tes Amid Beis in the Bavli, and we learn it again, we see that the words Ein Mafsik can change. In the beginning, in the Reisha, when we're speaking about the five activities that a person shouldn't begin, but if he started them, ve'im ischilu ein mafsikin. You don't interrupt for tefillah, you finish what you're doing, for example, your suda, you finish, and then you daven. Then the Mishnah says, mafsikin l'kriyat Shema. However, if you're in the middle of a suda, you do have to be mafsik for Kriyat Shema. As we explained, because Kriyat Shema is the Reisha and tefillah is the Rabbanan. Then the Mishnah concludes, Ve'em Afsikin L'Tfilah. So this Ve'em Afsikin L'Tfilah is speaking not like the Reish, as the Ran explained, where there is choice, there is time to daven later. It's speaking about there is no time. And the Mishnah is speaking about Chaverim, which Rabbi Yochanan interprets to mean people that Terastim Umnasam, like Rabbi Shimon Yochai V'Chaverov. So now they, according to the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they're mafsik for Kriyat Shema, but they're not mafsik for tefillah. People like myself, like Rabbi Yochanan says on himself, we have to be mafsik even for tefillah. So now the words ain mafsikin l'tefillah, that a person who's taras from nasa is not mafsik l'tefillah, doesn't mean like the reisha, you're not mafsik for davening if you're in the middle of a suda because you'll daven later, because the reisha is speaking about you have time to daven later. Here, like the run showed us, the seif is speaking about you don't have time to daven later, but you are learning day and night, so the rabbanan were not obligating you to daven if you're in the middle of learning and you learn day and night. You're not even mafsik for work, so then you're not mafsik for tefillah either. If you're mafsik for work, then certainly you should be mafsik for tefillah. But here, the pshat ain mafsik in l'tefillah means that I'm not mafsik my learning, and I lose the davening altogether. It would seem also from this interpretation of the Bavli that if we look at the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Testament Beis, the end of the Mishnah, mafsik in l'kriyat Shema ve'ein mafsik in l'tefillah, it would seem that the phrase Mafsikin L'Kriyat Shema goes both on the Reisha and on the Sefer. In the Reisha, you shouldn't start any of these five activities. If you started the five activities, you're not Mafsik for Tefillah, but you are Mafsik for Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema is the Reisha, Tefillah is the Rabbanan. The Sefer of the Mishnah, if someone is learning, and it's Tarasum Nasai, as Rabbi Yochanan explained there on Daf Yud Aleph, then that person still, like Rav Shimon Yochai, has to be mafsik for Kriyishma, but he is not mafsik for Tefillah, and a regular person like Rabbi Yochanan has to be mafsik even for Tefillah, when there's no time left to do it later, as the Ran explains the Sefer. But what's crucial here is that the phrase mafsik in l'kriyishma, according to this explanation, would go both on the Reisha and on the Sefer. On the Reisha, it's telling you if you have time, but you still have to be mafsik for Kriyishma. And on the Sefer, it's telling you if you don't have time, and therefore you're potter from davening, but you still have to be mafsik. Even Rabbi Shimon Yochai has to be mafsik for Kriyishma. And now the Charedim goes a step further and leads us into our Yerushalmi. We are at the third wide line of the Charedim on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Umembra the Yerushalmi, the Hocha, the Rabbi Yochanan Acheresi. The Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli what Rabbi Yochanan is saying in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Why? As we're going to see in a moment, the Karmar, the Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Poligatana de Masnisen. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, not like we said in the Bavli, that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, but in fact, Rabbi Shimon Yochai is arguing on the Tana of our Mishnah. V'omar de Misha Tarasayum Nasai. Dugmasai, v'dugmas chaver, someone like Rabbi Shimon Yochai and someone like his friends, afil l'kriyishma ein mafsikin. This is where the Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli, and both are said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. In the Bavli, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tana of our Mishnah is speaking about somebody who's Tarasum Nasai. He's mafsik for Kriyishma, he's not mafsik for Tefillah. And now we're going to see in the Yerushalmi that Yerushalmi holds, and it's again Rabbi Yochanan saying it in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that someone who's Tarasum Nasai is not mafsik both for Kriyishma and for Tefillah. Not only is he not mafsik for Tefillah, he's even not mafsik for Kriyishma. Why this is so, we will see later on Daf Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph. And now, based on this Hagdama, we are ready to begin today's Gemara. Begins the Gemara on Yud Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishem Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kegoin Anu, She'oiskin, B'talmud Torah. People like us, that we are Isaac and Talmud Torah, in other words, it's Torah Sayum Nasai, Afilu L'Kriyishma, Ein Anu Mafsikin. We are not Mafsik, even for Kriyishma. The Sefer of the Mishnah in the Bavli on Daf Tesamid Beis that says that you're Mafsik for Kriyishma, you're not Mafsik for Tefillah, by us, Tarasim Nasai, we're not even Mafsik for Kriyishma, we argue on that Tana. That Tana made a distinction between Kriyishma and Tefillah, and Rabbi Yochanan saying the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, no, someone who's Tarasim Nasai, there is no difference between Kriyishma and Tefillah. By both, we are not Mafsik. And now we turn to the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Amral Garmei, but Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, Kegoin Anu, people like us, She'ein Anu Asukin B'Talmud Torah, that we are not people of Tarasim Nasai, we are not so osek with intensity, we're not so involved in Talmud Torah, Afilu L'Tefillah Anu Mafsikin, we are Mafsik even for Tefillah. And the Charedim points out that this expression, She'ein Anu Asukin B'Talmud Torah, Afilu L'Tefillah Anu Mafsikin, that's exactly what we have in the Bavli on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Avul Kegoin Anu Mafsik in L'Kriyishma U'L'Tefillah. We are Mafsik. So there we were able to say that Rabbi Yochanan is explaining the Mishnah that it's going on people like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that there's a distinction between Kriyishma and Tefillah. For Kriyishma, we are Mafsik. For Tefillah, we're not Mafsik. And both the Bavli and Yerushalmi are equal, that Rabbi Yochanan was saying about himself that we are Mafsik both for Kriyishma and for Tefillah. But the Charedim understands Rabbi Yochanan differently than we have explained it until now. Let's go one more line in the Yerushalmi. Dein kedate v'dein kedate. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is going like his opinion. He's going l'shitasai elsewhere. And Rabbi Yochanan is also going according to his opinion elsewhere, as the Gemara now will show how both Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Yochai are lishitasam. Explains the Charedim. Let's learn it inside because it's very crucial. Divri amaskel den kedate v'den kedat kloimer. The Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan, shneim hayoisim deloy ketana demasnisen. The way the Charedim learns is that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Yochai went against the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana, the oisin shetarasin umnasin mafsikin l'kiyishma ve'ein mafsikin l'tfilah. Because the Tana of the Mishnah, which we were learning in the Bavli and of Testament Beis, who said that you're mafsik for Kriyishma, you're not mafsik for Tefillah, that was going even on someone who's Torah Sayyum Nasai. Says the Charedim, the Gam Rabbi Yochanan Hayah Torah Sayyum Nasai. Sha'arei Omru Gam Al Rav Sheshes Hayah Torah Sayyum Nasai. The Charedim apparently feels that if Rav Sheshes was Torah Sayyum Nasai, then Rabbi Yochanan was at least equal to Rav Sheshes, that it's considered Torah Sayyum Nasai. This seems to be different than the apparent pshat in Rashi in Bavli Daf Yud Aleph, who says that Rabbi Yochanan was saying on himself, "I have an umnus." Here we see that the Charedim is learning in Rabbi Yochanan that no, Rabbi Yochanan was terasa umnase, just like Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Ella, ikur tam Rabbi Yochanan deloy haya mevatel tfila. So the Charedim learned, as we're going to see, that Rabbi Yochanan, although he was Tarasim Nasai, so some Mefarshim say that in his Anivus he did not feel that the intensity of his Torah was equal to that of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and therefore he couldn't give himself the dispensation of Ein Mafsikin, both for Kriyishma and for Tefillah. And that's why he said, for me, I have to be mafsik for both Kriyishma and Tefillah. But the Charedim is adding a different point here, as we're going to see in a few lines in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan had a tremendous love for Tefillah. V'Rab Shim ben Yochai hayim mevatel gam Kriyishma b'vnei shohar lechi b'gedoyla b'limataira. And Rabbi Shim ben Yochai was to the other extreme. He was not only not mevatel Taira for Tefillah, he was not, according to Yerushalmi, even mevatel Taira for Kriyishma. Why? Because he had a tremendous love of learning. As we're going to see, each one goes according to his opinion. Rabbi Yochanan had a tremendous ava for davening, and Rabbi Shimon Yochai had a tremendous ava for learning. So it comes out that according to the way the Charedim is explaining the Yerushalmi here, that we have a three-way machloikis. The Tana of the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Tesemet Beis in the Bavli, that Tana at the Seifa, who says that mafsikin l'kriyishma ve'ein mafsikin l'tfilah. So he's speaking about people who are Tarasum Nasai, and yet there's a distinction between Kriyishma and Tefillah, because Kriyishma is the Raisa, you have to be Mafsik, Tefillah is the Rabbon, and you're not Mafsik even if you're going to lose Tefillah, because you have Tarasum Nasai. However, Reb Shimon Yochai says Reb Yochanan disagreed. Reb Shimon Yochai, because of his love for Torah, he wasn't Mafsik both for Kriyishma and for Tefillah. Against the Tana of Shabbos Daf Tesemet Beis, the Meforshim point out that although Rav Shimon Yochai did not have to be Mafsik, he was allowed to be Mafsik. Because in fact, the Bavli brings down in the story when Rav Shimon Yochai and his son hid in the cave, they were running away from the Romans, and they learned Torah for 12 years, day and night. There it says that Rav Shimon Yochai did take time out to daven. So we see he's allowed to daven, he just doesn't have to daven. So there may have been times where he didn't daven. So according to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees with the Tana in Shabbos, who makes a distinction between Kriyishma and Tefillah. There is no distinction. You're always not obligated to be Mafsik, Ein Mafsikin, both by Tefillah and even by Kriyishma. However, Rabbi Yochanan also, according to the Charedim's interpretation, also argues against that Tana, because Rabbi Yochanan was Tarasayim Nasai, but he didn't think it was such a madrig of Tarasim Nasai. He had a tremendous love of Tefillah, and that's why he said on himself, we have to be Mafsik both for Kriya Shema, and even for Tefillah. So there's a three-way machlokes according to the way the Haredim learns this sugya here. And now let us see where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai are l'shitasa. Begins the Gemara on the third line here on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan kedatei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his opinion. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said, and we find this also in the Bavli. V'alavai shispal adam kol yoyim. How praiseworthy it would be that a person would daven all day. Lama, why is it so great to daven all day? She ain't tefillah mafsedes. You never lose a tefillah, even if a person is not answered for his tefillah right away. But Hashem stores that tefillah that's said with kavana, with sincerity, with intensity, and it helps the person later in life, or it helps his descendants, but it never goes to waste. So we see from Rabbi Yochanan that he said, halavai, a person would daven a whole day. We see how much Rabbi Yochanan appreciated davening. And that's why he felt that even if he's learning, he should be mafsik for tefillah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai kedate. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai goes also according to his opinion, lishitasai, to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said a startling thing. Ilu havina kaim. Al Tura de Sinai, if I was standing on Har Sinai, Bishato at the time, the Yisiavis Torah Yisrael, when Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Havinim it boy, Kume Rachmana, I would have requested before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yitbere that he should create, Lebar Nasha, to a person, train Pumin, 2 mouths. Why do you need 2 mouths? Chad de Havaloi Baraisa, 1 mouth would be set aside to toil, to have a meilus in Torah, and just for that reason, for no other reason, v'chad ovid le'kol tzarchei, and the other mouth would be made for all his other requirements. As the Haredim says, that he would use it for eating or for business purposes, and Reb Shimon Yochai meant to include even davening. 1 mouth would be miyuchad, would be set aside only for toil and Torah. The other mouth would be used for all other purposes. Chazer Umar, but he retracted and he said, this is not proper, and that's why Hashem didn't do it. Uma in chadu, now that he only has 1 mouth, less alma yachol koyimbe, Mindilaturya delay, as the Haredim explains the Luturya, Lashonara, he only has 1 mouth, and yet the world can't exist because of his Lashonara that he says with that 1 mouth. Ilavit train, if he would have 2 mouths, Alachas Kama Vakama, certainly the world couldn't exist. He would say Lashonara with both mouths. Instead of having 1 mouth miyuchad for learning, and the other mouth for other purposes, he would use both mouths for Lashon Hara, and that's why Hashem only gave him 1 mouth. But what do we see from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? That he valued Torah to such an extent that he had a hava mina. He entertained the thought that perhaps it would have been better that Hashem would have created man with 1 mouth that is miuchad for learning, and all other purposes that a mouth is used for would be done through the second mouth. We see how Reb Shimon Yochai valued Torah even above Tefillah, and that's why l'shitasai, he would not be mafsik for Kriya Shema. He didn't have to be mafsik for Kriya Shema or for Tefillah because he was Torasai Umnasai. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef Kamedu Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yosef said in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, Asiya de Rabbi Yochanan ke Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. Rabbi Yochanan is going like the sheet of Rabbi Chanina bar Akavia. The Tani we learned in a Braisa, Kais face forum tefillin mezuzas, Seifrim who write, scribes who write, Sifri Torah, tefillin and mezuzos, Mafsikin lekriyishma ve'im Mafsikin letfilah. They are mafsik for kriyishma, they're not mafsik for tefillah. In other words, the Tanakhama here says that they have a din of people that Tarasam Umnasam. And this Tanakhama will hold like the Tan of the Mishnah in Shabbos, Bavli Daftesam and Beis, that someone who's Tarasam Umnasai is Mafsik for Kriyishma and is not Mafsik for Tefillah. Kriyishma is the Raisa, Tefillah is the Rabbanan. So you're Mafsik for Kriyishma and you're not Mafsik for Tefillah. That's the Tanakhama. Rab Chanina ben Akavya, Rab Chanina ben Akavya says, Kishem shmafsik in l'krishma, kach mafsik in l'tfilah. Just like you're mafsik for krishma, you're mafsik for tfilah. Ula tfilin, ula shar kol mitzvah seshel Torah, and for all other mitzvahs of the Torah. As the Charedim explains, that Rab Chanina ben Akavya will hold that both tfilah and krishma are both deraisa, and therefore there is no greatness of one over the other, and if the halacha is that you're mafsik for tefillah, then einichanami, you should be mafsik for kriyishma as well. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan says, but onu afilu l'tefillah onu mafsikin, we're mafsik both for kriyishma and for tefillah. They could both be b'deraisa, but there's no reason that one is better than the other, and therefore we're mafsik even for tefillah. Ask the Gemara now in the sheet of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. He holds the other extreme, that we're not mafsik, not for kriyishma and not for tefillah. V'loy moidi Reb Shimon ben Yochai shmafsik in lasas sukkah v'lasas lulav. Isn't Reb Shimon ben Yochai moidi that even if a person is learning, but if he needs a sukkah or he has to have a lulav, and there's no one else to do the mitzvah except himself, that he's mafsik is learning, and he does these mitzvahs. The less later, Reb Shimon Yochai, haloymet almanas lasa, a person has to learn in order to do the what he's learning, to do the mitzvahs. Loy haloymet shaloy lasas, and not someone who learns and doesn't do what he's learning. Shaloymet shaloy lasas, a person who learns and doesn't do what he's learning. Noyach loy shaloy niv, it's better that he wasn't created. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Haloymet shaloy lasas, noyach loy ilu nepcha shilu yosei alpanav loyotz loylam. It would have been better that his placentia would not have come out into the world, and it would have turned over on his face, and he would not have gone out of his mother's womb into the world. As the Meshech Chochma explains in Devorim, Perich of Ches, Pasuk Samach Aleph, that we know that a child learns the entire Torah in his mother's stomach. The Malach teaches him the entire Torah. When he comes out, the Malach makes him forget his learning. But if he comes out into this world and learns and doesn't do, then what was the purpose of him coming out? The whole purpose of him coming out to this world is because he can translate his learning in the Olam HaAsiyah, in this world of action. But if in this world of action he just learns, then there was no purpose in his creation. He could have remained in his mother's stomach, and he would have been learning the Torah from the Malach there as well. The whole purpose to come out in this world is to do. So if so, Reb Shimon Yochai certainly holds that you are mafsik Torah for doing mitzvahs, even though we have a rule, ha'isik b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah, but that cannot apply to learning, because the whole purpose of learning, as we've just explained, is in order to do l'lmoid al menas la'asos, and therefore you have to move out the learning in order to do a mitzvah. So if so, how could Reb Shimon Yochai say you're not mafsik for kriyishma or for tefillah? They're also mitzvahs, and we are mafsik learning to do mitzvahs. Answers the Gemara, time at Reb Shimon Yochai. The reason Reb Shimon Yochai is that kriyishma and tefillah are different kind of mitzvahs. They're not action mitzvahs anyway. Even if you would be mafsik learning to daven, or you mafsik learning to say kriyishma, they are mitzvahs that are totally in speech, in articulation. As the Gemara says, zeh shinun v'zeh shinun. This comes from the word v'shinantam levanecha, which the simple pshat is that you should say, you should teach your children the kriyishma. B'chazal elaborate and say that v'shinantam levanecha refers to the entire Torah. So you are busy in the mitzvah of learning, which is shinun. So then you're potter from a mitzvah which is not a maisa mitzvah, it's not an action mitzvah, but it's only an articulation mitzvah. If you're busy anyway with an articulation mitzvah of Torah, then there's no reason for you to stop your learning, if you're tarasum nasai, and do a different mitzvah, which is not a maisa mitzvah either. It's only a shinun mitzvah. It's only a articulation mitzvah. The girsa of Rabbeinu Yoinu, which is brought down here in the Shinui Nischois in Ois Hey, is Yavoy Shinun V'Yitcha Shinun. If I'm busy in the Shinun of Talmud Torah, that's Mevatel, the Shinun of Kriyishma or of Tefillah, and that's why Rav Zoh, Vada Rav Shimon Yechoy's Moited, that you have to do all other mitzvahs and be Mafsik Torah to do, but since these are not action mitzvahs anyway, here Rav Shimon Yechoy holds that you are not Mafsik for Kriyishma or for Tefillah. Ask the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil, V'leslei, the Reb Shimon Yochai, I, Kriyishma, has an aspect which you don't have in learning, and that is Ve'ispa Kabbalos Oil Malchus Shemayim. You have to accept upon yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers the Charedim that Reb Shimon ben Yochai, certainly he said the first pasuk of Kriyishma. When we say that Shimon ben Yochai was not mafsik for Kriyishma, means the rest of Kriyishma. But as we find in the Bavli Brachos of Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in the morning, when he was learning with Talmidim at the time of Kriyishma, he used to say the Kriyishma when he put his hand over his eyes, Kishahoy Rakmavir Yadav Alponav, V'kayre Pasuk Echad, L'kabal Olav, Ol Malchus Shemayim. He didn't complete it. He was learning with his Talmidim, but he was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So certainly Reb Shimon Yochai was Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Gemara here is just discussing the rest of Kriyishma. For that, Reb Shimon Yochai felt he does not have to be mafsik by Kriyishma or Tefillah. Ask the Gemara, Vatanina, and we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Tesamid Beis at the end of the Mishnah, that if someone read Kriyishma after the third hour of the day, Hakar Mikan Ve'elach Loi Hivsit, he has not lost everything. Ka'adim Shukar B'Torah, he is like a person who's learning Torah, even though he wasn't Yotzei Kriyishma B'Zmano at the right time, but he's still being Mekayim the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. This would seem to indicate, we can deduce, Haboy Nasa, that if he's saying Kriyishma at the right time, Chaviva Midivrei Torah, then Kriyishma is worth more, it's more precious than words of Torah. So it's a question on Reb Shimon Yochai. How could Reb Shimon Yochai say that if I'm learning, even though it's Torah Sum Nasa, we're not Mevatel, we're not Mafsik for Kriyishma, because Torah is worth more than Kriyishma. Here we see from our very own Mishnah that Kriyishma is more Chaviv if it's said at the right time, even more than Divrei Torah. So the Charedim asks a question, but Reb Shimon Yochai is a Tana. We know Tana who Polig. A Tana could argue. So perhaps Reb Shimon Yochai holds that even Kriyishma at the right time, Torah is worth more than Kriyishma, is more Chaviv than Kriyishma. Answers the Charedim. We don't find Reb Shimon's Mechalik anywhere on our Mishnah. And apparently this was an old Mishnah that was written by the early Tanoim. Reb Shimon Yochai never argued on it. It was a Stam Mishnah accepted by everyone, and that's why the Gemara is asking, how could Rav Shimon Yochai say that you are not mafsik for Kriyishma because Torah is greater? We see from our Stam Mishnah, which everyone accepted, that Kriyishma Bo'inasa in the right time is more Chaviv than Divrei Torah. Answers the Gemara, he, which Echredim explains to mean that you're right, indeed this is so, it's emes, but it's only emes for most people, as Rav Yudin will now explain. Amar Rav Yudin, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, al yedei shehoya tadir b'divrei Torah, since he was, as the Charedim brings down, d'loi pasa girsa mepume, he never stopped learning, he was tadir, he was constant with his learning, by Reb Shimon Yochai, Kriyishma is not more precious than Torah. Torah is the most precious thing in the world, even more than Kriyishma. So whereas for most people, if you say Kriyishma at the right time, it's something more precious than Torah, and that's why you have to stop learning and say Kriyishma. But for Reb Shimon Yochai, where Torah Sim Nasa, and he constantly was learning, by him, the learning is more chaviv than the Kriyishma, and you're not mafsik the learning to say the Kriyishma. Aber Rabbi Abba Mori gives a different answer. And he says, Loitaninen, we only learned in the Mishnah, Ella Kaadim Shu, Karibatar, as we turn to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. If you look back in the Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis, the language of the Mishnah is, Hakar Mikan Ve'elech, Loi Hivsit Kaadim Shu, Karibatara. So in the first answer on Amud Aleph, we were learning that someone who's reading Torah, Torah Shabiksav, Torah Shabal Peh, it makes no difference after the Zman you're learning Torah. During the Zman, it's even greater than Torah. But now Rabbi Abba Mori wants to say, no, that the Mishnah is speaking only about after the Zman, Ka'odim Shukar Ba'Torah. It's like someone who's learning Torah Shabiksav, which, as we're soon going to see, Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds, is not on as high a level as Torah Shabal Peh. He's only Ka'odim Shukar Ba'Torah. Haboy Nasa, but if you say Krishma during the correct time, Kemishnahi, then it's not like Tarsha B'Ksav, it's like Tarsha B'Peh. So Rab Abba Mori is saying that not like we learned in the first teretz from Rav Yudin, that the Mishnah is going on Roiv B'nei Adam, and Rav Shimon Yochai, whose Tarasum Nasa is different, that by him Torah is worth more than Kriyishma, and for most people, Kriyishma is worth more than Torah by Nasa. No, the Mishnah is going for everyone. And after the Zman, then the person is like learning Torah Shabiksav. At the right time, it's on a higher level, and he's learning Torah Shabapeh. That's for regular people and for Rav Shimon Yochai. But now that it's considered like Torah Shabal Peh during the Zman, it depends if you're a Rav Shimon Yochai or you're a regular person. A regular person should be mafsik for Kriyishma, even though, let's say, he'll be learning Mishnah. He'll say, why should I be mafsik for Kriyishma? It's only worth a Mishnah. I'm learning Mishnah. Why am I different than Rav Shimon Yochai? The answer is because you do other things during the day. So for you, it's better to be mafsik, do the mitzvah of Kriyishma in the right time, and you'll learn during that time of the day when you do other things, then instead of doing other things, do some more learning. However, to a person like Rav Shimon Yochai, who is learning all day, day and night, without the hefsik, to be mafsik him, he's in the middle of a sugya, to say stop, and you have to do kriyishma, even though he might be Isaac in one mishnah, and you're telling him now to be Isaac in kriyishma by nasa, which is like another mishnah, has the value of another mishnah. However, for Rav Shimon Yochai, it's not worth the hefsik, the interruption of what he's learning, that he should go ahead and be mafsik for Kriyishma, even though Kriyishma is worth Mishnah as well. But he will be mafsik his flow of learning. For a person who is mafsik his flow of learning anyway during the day, so it's better for him to do the mitzvah at the right time, and later he'll set aside more time for learning. For Rav Shimon Yochai, who's learning anyway the entire day, he should not be mafsik. So it comes out according to the teretz of Rabbi Abba Mori. We don't have to say the Mishnah is speaking about for Roiv B'nei Adam, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai is different. The Mishnah is speaking about for everybody. We consider Kriyishma by Nasa on the Madreg of Mishnah, but Afal Pikein, there's a distinction between Rav Shimon Ben Yochai and other people. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon ben Yochai kedate, Rav Shimon ben Yochai goes according to his shita, the Rav Shimon ben Yochai amar ha'isik b'mikra, a person who's Isaac in Chumash, mida she'ena mida. It's a measure, but it's not a great measure. In other words, Torah Shabbat Peh, as we explained, is even greater because a person comes to the depths of Torah Shabbat Ksav. He understands the full meaning of the Torah Shabbat Ksav only through the Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rav Shimon Yochai considers Mishnah and Gemara greater than Mikra. And that's why we had a pshat here from Rav Abba Mori that after the Zman, it's Kekaira Betaira, meaning Bedafka Torah Shabbat Ksav, Mikra, and during the Zman, it's like Mishnah, and there is a distinction between Rav Shimon Yochai and other people. V'Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? We had a Shita, as we explained in the Bavli, Daf Testament Beis, in Masechta Shabbos, the Shita of the Seifa of that Mishnah holds that even a Chaveirim, even someone who's Torah Soim Nasai, is mafsik for Kriyat Shema is not mafsik for Tefillah, but for Kriyat Shema is mafsik. Why? V'rabon and Avdi Mikra Kamishna. They consider that when the Mishnah says here, Akar Mikam Ve'elch Lehivsik Ka'odim Shukar Batayra, it doesn't just mean Tayra Shabiksav. No, Mikra is like Mishnah. It means Ka'odim Kukar Batayra, even Tayra Shabal Peh, even the higher Tayra of Tayra Shabal Peh. So if that's what it is considered Kriyat Shema after the Zman, it's considered like Chumash and like Mishnah and like Gemara, like Tayra Shabiksav and Tayra Shabal Peh. So what is it considered during the Zman? It must be during the Zman. It's more Chaviv than all of the Tayra, both for someone who's Tarasim Nasai or someone who's not Tarasim Nasai. And if so, that's why the Rabbanan hold that even Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who's a Tarasim Nasai person, but for him also, Kriyat Shema Boy Nasai is even greater than Mikra and Mishnah. Mikra and Mishnah is not in the Zman Kriyat Shema. In the Zman Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema Kabbalah Somach Shema is even greater than Mikra and Mishnah, and that's why they hold that even Rabbi Shimon Yochai v'Chaverv have to be mafsik for Kriyat Shema. Begins the next Mishnah, which the Yerushalmi calls Halacha Gimel. We have here Machlokes Beishame and Beisil in the understanding of the words of Kriyat Shema b'shach b'cha uvukumecha, when you lie down and when you get up. Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai say, be'erev, in the evening, kol odom yatu v'yikru. When they say Kriyat Shema at night, they should turn on their side and they should read Kriyat Shema. As the Haredim says, Derech Shchiva. This is how a person goes to bed, as the Pasuk says, B'shach B'cha, Uva Boker, and in the morning, Yamodu, they should say Kriyat Shema standing up. Shenemar B'shach B'cha Uvukumecha. Since it says B'kumecha, so Beishamai holds literally, they have to say Kriyat Shema Be'amida. However, Beisil and Beisil disagree, and they say, Kol Adam Karm Kedarkin. A person can read Kriyat Shema in the morning or at night in the regular way, as the Haredim explains, Kolaymer Kumaisha writes him, as they wish. Oy Beshchiva, Oy Bamida, Oy Balicha, they could either do it lying down or standing up or walking. Shenem or Belechtuch Baderech, when you're going on the way. Im Kain Lom and Nemer Beshach Chav Kumecha, as Beis Hillel, according to our Pshat, that you could do it any way. So why does the Torah in fact say when you're lying down and when you're standing up, it would seem to indicate like Beis Shammai? Ella, there's a different Pshat in these words. Bishah Shibnei Adam Shaychen, U Bishah Shibnei Adam Oimdim. It's at the time when people lie down, when they go to sleep. That's the time when you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. And when can you say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? At the time when people get up and are no longer sleeping. But the method in which you say the Kriyat Shema, according to Beis Hillel, it is Kedarkon. You could do it any way that you want, because the Pasuk says, U Belechtcha Vaderech. Begins the Gemara, Had Beis Hillel Mekayim in Train Karya. Beis Hillel explains both psukim. They explain the pasuk that seems to indicate that they are right, Uvelechtcha Vaderech, and they also explain the pasuk that Beis Shammai brings of Beshach Bechav Kumecha. But Ma Mekayim in the Beis Shammai, Beshivtcha Beisech, Uvelechtcha Vaderech. Beis Shammai only explained their own pasuk, which seems to indicate their pshat of Beshach Chav Kumecha. But how do they interpret the pasuk that would seem to show that Beis Hillel is correct, that you could say Kriyat Shema in any way, whether you're sitting in your house or you're walking on the way? The Gemara answers that Beis Shammai will learn this pasuk to teach me two limudim. Beshivtecha beveisecha, as the Haredim explains from the Bavli, in Brachas Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, since it did not say B'sheves U'Beleches, but rather it says B'shiftecha B'veisecha U'Velechtecha Vaderech. You're sitting, you're going. So from there I learn B'shiftecha B'veisecha, when you are sitting in your house for your own reasons. But Pratla Oiskim B'mitzvahs, if you're sitting because of a mitzvah, so we have a rule, Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. And from the next clause, u'belech techa baderech, it could have said u'beleches. And again, the Torah made it your going. So we learn out, it's only your going that is chayiv in the mitzvah. But if it's the going of a mitzvah, then you're pater from the mitzvah of Krishma, prat l'chassanim, except for a chassan who is in the middle of his chasna, he is potter from Krishma. So the Haredim brings here Rashi and the Bavli there on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Masech the Brachas, where Rashi says, why couldn't we use one miut for both things? Chassanim are also a mitzvah. Prat lo iskim b'mitzvahs. Why isn't b'shiv t'chav v'esech enough? Why do we need u'b'lech t'chav v'derech? And Rashi answers that if it would be only from b'shiv t'chav v'esech, I would say that the only time you're part from a mitzvah is if you're doing an action of a mitzvah. By a chassan, it's not that he's doing a maisa mitzvah that paters him from krishma. It's just the thinking. He's thinking in his mind how to properly consummate the marriage. And that tirda, that daiga, that worry of his machshava, of his thought, that is what we're saying will free him from doing the mitzvah of krishma. For that, I need an extra miut. I don't learn it from b'shiv t'chav v'esech. It's not enough. I need another limit of b'lech t'chav v'derech, that even a chassan who's not doing a maisa mitzvah, but even the thinking about properly fulfilling the mitzvah peruvu, that also is a p'tur. The Gemara now brings an interesting story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yishmael that we find in a brisa. And what's very interesting, as the Haredim points out, is that if you look in the Bavli in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, you will also find this story. However, it's just the opposite of the way it's brought here. And as the Haredim explains, because in the Bavli we are speaking about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and in the Yerushalmi here, we're speaking about Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Before we do the Yerushalmi, let us go through quickly the Bavli. It would be kedai if someone who's listening to the shir would have in front of him the Bavli Brachas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, approximately in the middle of the daf. Umaisa says the Bavli, Bir Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, Shehayim Mesubin B'makayim Echad, they were sitting together in one place. V'hoi Rabbi Shmuel Maita, Rabbi Shmuel was lying down. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zok, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. Kivin shehigi zman kriyishma, when the time of kriyishma came, and as we said, it's speaking about kriyishma shel arvis, hita Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar who was standing, lay down. V'zok of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel got up. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmol achim, Yishmol my brother. Em shalucha mashal ma'adover doima. Let me tell you a mashal of what you have just done is compared to. Mashal echot sh'ayim lo'i ziknecha megudol. It's a mashal to someone who has a long, beautiful beard. And we say to him, wow, what a nice, long, beautiful beard you have. Amar lahem, he says to these people who are praising his beard, yiyeh k'neged ha'mashchisim, let it be for the destroyers, as the Haredim here explains. This refers to the scissors and the razor that will take off this beard. In other words, people are trying to be nice to him and praise him, and he like slaps them in the face. Af kach atah, the same thing is with you, says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yishmael. Calls manchani zakov, when I was standing up, atamaita, you were lying down. Achsav shani itisi, now that I lay down, atazakafta, you get up. I'm trying to compliment you and do what you're doing, and instead of accepting my compliment, you slap me in the face. You get up. Amar loy. So Rabbi Shmuel answered, Ani asiski divrei Beis Hillel. I did like Beis Hillel, that you could say Kriya Shema at night in any fashion. You could even do it standing up. Va'ato asiski divrei Beis Shammai. You did like Beis Shammai, that you have to bedafka lie down. V'loyoid, and not only that, El Hashem Yura Tamidim, maybe the Tamidim will see what happened. V'yikvu halacha l'doris, they'll establish the halacha based on a maisa rav, on something that they saw with their own eyes, that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, that b'shach b'cha means you have to say krishma when you're lying down. The Gemara wants to understand what's the second idea, my v'loyoid. So Rabbi Shmuel was trying to say the following. V'chi teima Beis Hillel nami islu matin. Beis Hillel says you could do it anyway. So you could have, Rabbi Shmuel could have stayed lying down, and Rabbi Elazar would have lied down also, and they would have said krishma. According to Beis Hillel, you could do krishma anyway, standing, sitting, walking, lying. V'chi teima Beis Hillel nami islu matin. Hani mili demata v'asa mikara. That's only if the person was lying that way to begin with. Avalhacha kiven da'ad hashta. Havizakav till it came to Zman Krishma, you were standing up. Vahashta moita, and now you're lying down. If I would have remained lying down as well, Amri, the Talmidim who would have seen, they would have said, Shema min nakibay shamay svir lehu, and Shema yirat Talmidim yikvu aloch l'dairis. If we would have been one-on-one together, I could have just told you, okay, I'll stay lying down, but really we could do it standing up, because we pass like Beis Hillel, that you could do it anyway. But here, I bedafka stood up that the Talmidim should see that what you did by lying down, because you're insisting on Beis Shammai, u'beshachbara, you have to lie down. I want to show you that that's not correct. So I didn't just tell it to you, but I actually did an opposite action of what you did to show to the Talmidim that what you had done was not correct. You did like Beis Shammai, and we paskin like Beis Hillel. And now let us go to Yerushalmi. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, as the Charedim tells us, that this is speaking about Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Shehayu Shruyin b'makom echad. The Bavli said Mesubin, and here it's Shruyin. They were staying in one place. V'hayu ben Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mota. In this story, he was lying down. Rabbi Yishmael Zakov, and Rabbi Yishmael was standing up. Higi is man oynis Krishma, the time of Krishma Shoshachris came. Niskav Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was lying down, got up. Vehita Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael went down. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yishmael, Omer la'echad b'shuk malacha ziknecha megudol. The Gra changes the girsa here in Ois Aleph to the way we had it in the Bavli, and so too the Charedim has the same girsa that we said to someone in the Shuk, Ziknecha Megudol, as the Charedim interprets this to mean, your Ziknecha, on the first wide line of the Charedim, Ziknecha Noa Megudol, you have a beautiful long beard. Back to the Gemara, Vahu Oimer, you can Kenegra Meshchisim, let the, as the Charedim says here, Hagidol Hazeh Yenitan Letar L'Misparayim, it should be given to a razor and to scissors. So I'm trying to compliment you, and you're saying, take off the beard, and the same thing what you're doing to me here. I copied you. You were standing. So I stood up as well. And what did you do? Instead of accepting my compliment that I'm trying to join you, you went ahead and you started lying down. So, Anisha Yisimot and Iskafti, I was lying down, got up to copy you, to compliment to you. Va'atisha Yisizakavidisa. So, what did you do? You went and laid down. Amar Lois, Rabbi Shmuel responded, Ata Niskafta Kedevi Beis Shammai. Why did you get up? Because it was the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. And Beis Shammai holds that Baboiker Yamdu, in the morning, Ubekumecha, you have to actually literally stand up. So I laid down like Beis Hillel that says that you could do it in any way. So the Charedim adds over here that when you saw me standing, you thought I'm standing like Beis Shammai, that the Kriya Shema is about to begin, and that's why you were already standing. The truth is, I was just standing because I was comfortable at that moment standing. I didn't even have Kriya Shema on my mind. You misinterpreted what I was doing, thinking that I'm doing like Beis Shammai. So I wanted to show you that what I was doing was not according to Beis Shammai, because we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, and I was actually doing according to Beis Hillel. But why did I actually lie down? Dover acher shelo yiruni atamidim biyasu alocha keva kedivrei Beis Shammai. I laid down that the Talmidim should not see both of us standing, and they will think that we're kaved halacha according to Beis Shammai, that ubekumecha in Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis means that you have to literally stand up in the daytime Kriya Shema. So the Charedim explains that what's this added Dover Acher? The added Dover Acher is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could have said to Rabbi Yishmael, okay, I understand that you're going like Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel says you could do it anyway. So if I got up, you could have remained standing. And if you want to tell me that Allah is like Beis Shammai, you could have told me a different time, sit down, because you could do it sitting down as well. Why did you have to do an act of actually lying down? Why couldn't you just verbally have told me? So the answer that Rabbi Shmuel gave is because if we were in private, I could have just spoken to you. But since we were amongst the Talmidim who were watching what's happening, if I wouldn't have actually done an act, they would have thought Maiser Rav, that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, that Bekumecha in Kriyas Shema Shachris, you have to stand up. That's why I had to forcefully demonstrate by lying down that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai by Kriyas Shema Shachris. You could do it in any way, and you could even do it lie down. And in the Bavli, the halacha is not like Beis Shammai by B'Shachbecha, that you have to do it lying down. You could do it anyway, and you could do it even standing up. In both stories, Rabbi Shmuel had to demonstrate in front of the Talmidim that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai.